Scott is in Cleveland. Going to play this round of Trump 2E on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good. Well, we're ready for you to play a round of Trump 2E. We're excited to play the game, so whenever you're ready, Scott, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Scott.
She's leaving the room. Good job, Scott. Appreciate that, brother. Producer Stevie's in the studio with me. Obviously, there's a timer involved. I like to remind people, just make sure that you give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. That way, your answer will count. We will ask you five questions. When we're done, we'll play a quick song to grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and ask her the same five questions, and we'll see if you can trump Tui today. That would be amazing. So let's start with question number one. So Mars is reportedly removing the blue and brown colors from some M&M products. This is starting in August, and they're working to replace artificial dyes with natural ingredients. So I need you, besides blue and brown, give me two of the other four colors that are considered standard color M&Ms.
Green.
All right, and one more.
Yellow.
All right, there you go. Question number two, could the Grinch be making a comeback? Apparently, this is the case. Universal and Imagine Entertainment are reportedly developing a sequel to the 2000 How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The project is said to have the cooperation of the Grinch himself. Which Jim played the role of the Grinch in that movie?
Jim Carrey.
Nice job. Question number three. A new trailer reveals the premiere date for the upcoming fifth and final season of Outer Banks. That trailer's out now, and season five premieres on Netflix on August 20th with all 10 episodes dropping at the same time, which it should be the case. That should be the case.
Binge it all in one night.
Yeah. Can't wait to tell Jen that in case she didn't see it. So on that show, on the hit Netflix show Outer Banks, the conflict is a bitter class-based rivalry between which two groups?
No idea. I've never seen that.
Okay. That's right. I'll let the timer keep going. We'll hear that buzzer. Then we'll move to question number four. Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5 brought in $160 million in its opening weekend, making it the biggest movie debut of 2026 so far and the biggest debut in the franchise's history. What is the name of the cowgirl voiced by Joan Cusack in the Toy Story franchise?
Jessie.
Nice job. Question number five. What's happening here, Stevie? Got inside scoop on this? Something going on?
No, I think it's just PR for the music.
Probably.
Video.
It's all over For You page.
They
Alex
do
Earl.
Look close.
They look very close.
So I could see it developing.
I know. It's like, what's
I think
happening?
It was innocent, but.
Alex Earl and Benson Boone sparked romance speculation after spending the week together filming the Time of My Life music video. Now, sources are describing their on-set chemistry as undeniable. Now, last month, Alex Earl, along with her family, revealed the name of her new reality series that's going to air on Netflix sometime later this year. I need you to give me the name of that show.
I don't know. Love at Last. I have no idea.
That's good. We'll go with Love at Last. That's your answer for question number five. Did you answer that correctly? How'd you do on the other four questions? We're going to find out next. Let's continue this round of Trump 2E on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. So the winner all month long would get the exclusive Jen and Tim Show mug, $50 Apex Skin gift card, then thrown to the grand prize drawing, Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. Scott's in Cleveland answering five questions a minute ago. How did Scott do?
Scott got three.
Ooh, Scott, nice job.
Well done.
Well, we'll see what happens.
We will see what happens. That's right. Three for Scott. How many for Jen? We're going to find out now. Beginning with question number one. Beginning with Mars is reportedly removing the blue and brown colors from some M&M products starting in August as they are working to replace artificial dyes with natural ingredients. Give me two of the other four colors that are considered standard color M&Ms.
Yellow and green?
Yes, yellow, green, red, and orange. As we move to question number two, could the Grinch be making a comeback? Well, Universal and Imagine Entertainment are reportedly developing a sequel to the 2000s How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The project is said to have the cooperation of the Grinch himself. Which Jim played the role of the Grinch?
Jim Carrey.
It was Jim Carrey. As we move to question number three, there's a new trailer revealing the premiere date for the upcoming fifth and final season of Outer Banks. Outer Banks season five premieres on Netflix August 20th with all 10 episodes dropping at the same time.
Okay, I do like that, but I will say, whatever the last season was, I started and I was like, I can't do this. And I stopped watching. I pulled a Tim Richards.
That's on them, not on you.
I mean,
and there was
so much chasing.
The storyline's a little thin. I watched the entire thing. I watched this season, but it started getting
slow. I couldn't do it.
Did you stop?
I did. I couldn't do it. I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Kind of amazing. It's the same every time.
On the hit Netflix show Outer Banks, the conflict is a bitter class-based rivalry between which two groups?
Oh God, the goofs. The what are they? The I can't remember.
The Pogues and the Kooks.
Kooks and the Pogues. Yes!
You were out.
Yeah, I was out.
I get it. I've done it several times. Question number four. Disney and Pixar's Toy Story 5 brought in $160 million in its opening weekend, making it the biggest movie debut of 2026 so far and the biggest debut weekend for the Toy Story franchise in general. What is the name of the cowgirl voiced by Joan Cusack in the Toy Story franchise?
Jesse?
It is Jesse. As we move to question number five.
Jenny, got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Stevie, thank you so much.
Move to question number five. Alex Earle.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
Thank you, Jen. Alex Earle and also Benson Boone sparked romance speculation after spending the week together filming the Time of Our Life music video. Sources describe their onset chemistry as undeniable.
Ooh.
Last month, Alex Earle, along with her family, revealed the name of her new reality series that will air on Netflix sometime later this year. What's the name of that show?
Oh, Alex Takes Manhattan.
I didn't even get the timer out.
Yeah, yeah.
Earle Meets World.
Oh, that's cute.
Still no date on that, right? Like, I didn't see a date. Okay, so sometime later.
They've been
later.
Talking about it forever. I think we just need a date at this point.
Oh, my God.
So where are we at right now?
No.
We're tied at three.
Tied at three! Scott, you ready for a tiebreaker, buddy?
Sure.
Did not sound
about how I feel about it, Scott.
Confident. I know we're all excited for the tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. It's going to be closest to the actual number without going over. The timer is revealed, or the timer is still in play, Scott. So you need to give me your answer before you hear the buzzer. Jen will do the same thing by writing down her answer. I'm going to go back to question number three. I'm going to go back to Jim Carrey. How old is Jim Carrey?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
What is Jim Carrey's age closest to that actual number without going over? Will be today's winner. Scott, here you go. Here's the timer, buddy.
65.
Gentui?
Did you say 55 or 60? He said 55.
Thank you, 55. I'm sorry, I misheard.
I wrote down 59.
He is 64 years old.
Is he really? That's
I
insane.
Don't think he's moving like the Grinch like he was.
Oh, my gosh.
The
sorry,
Grinch.
Scott.
All right, Scott. That was a great job. Took it to a tiebreaker. He's not having
He's
it.
He's mad
he
at
just
me.
Ruined Scott's
I'm sorry,
Monday.
Sorry, Scott. I'm sorry.
Tiebreaker. Scott, thank you for playing, buddy. We appreciate that, but you know what you need to say.
This is Scott from Cleveland, and I did not trump Tui.
Tina is in Twinsburg, going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Tina, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. First time playing?
Nervous. Yeah.
Why are you nervous?
Don't be nervous.
And sometimes I win, and mostly I lose, but I'm nervous now.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't be nervous.
We're all
rooting for you.
Yes.
We want you to win. That would be amazing to win the game. We're going to ask you the five questions in a minute here, but if you know how to start the game, whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, if you could please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck,
Look,
Tina.
You're doing great so far. Asked her to leave the room. We've got five questions for you. She's leaving the room. The door is open. She's making her way to the hallway. As you know, producer Stevie stays with me in the studio. She's going to be keeping track of your score. You just need to make sure you give us an answer, and we're hoping it's the correct answer before you hear the buzzer because there's a timer involved. So that's that is literally your job to answer five questions. When you're done with that, we will play a quick song so we can let Jen know it's time for her to come back into the studio to answer the same five questions. If you've answered more than Jen, you're the winner. You're one for one. If not, you lost. Plenty of people have lost. There's no shame in losing. And if it's a tie, Jen is very excited about tiebreakers. Let's get to question number one. So Netflix has announced a new reality competition series. It's called Simon Says, inspired by the classic Playground game. The series is set to premiere next year. Now, what happens if a player follows a command that does not begin with Simon Says?
Then they're out.
Nice job. See, you were nervous. One for one already. All right, question number two. Ryan Lochte is engaged to his girlfriend Molly after 14 months together. The Olympic swimmer reportedly proposed at a Florida restaurant that also hosted their first date. Oh, Ryan.
He's still married, though.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I was wondering, is that the case? Yeah. I was wondering what was going on. That is so funny you mentioned
legally,
that. I thought
yes.
that when I saw the story.
They're separated, but legally still.
That's so funny. That hit me this morning. I was like, did he ever get divorced?
No,
good job, Stevie.
It's in the works.
So Ryan Lochte, as we mentioned, an Olympic swimmer, is best known for which stroke? It's either freestyle, backstroke, or butterfly.
Butterfly.
Let's go with butterfly. Question number three. The stars of Legally Blonde reunited in New York to celebrate the film's 25th anniversary. During a panel discussion, Jennifer Coolidge revealed that she thought she was auditioning for Elle Woods. Which actress actually played the role of Elle Woods in the Legally Blonde franchise?
Reese Witherspoon.
Question number three. Olivia Rodrigo scored her third Billboard 200 number one album as You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love debuted in that top spot. Her album replaces Iceman at number one. Which Canadian rapper is behind the album Iceman?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. Ice
T. Let's go with that. Question number five. Ariana Grande kicked off her Eternal Sunshine tour in California with some familiar faces in the crowd. Former Victoria's co-stars Elizabeth Gillies. Thank you. I'm sorry. Almost brain fart. Gillies and also Matt Bennett were spotted in the VIP section. What is the name of the performing arts high school in the show Victorious?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, there's the buzzer on that one. That's all right. We're going to see how you did. And then Jen has to answer those same five questions coming up in 3 minutes. Tina is in Twinsburg, her first time playing around a Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is brought to you by Apex Skin. Jen Tui back into the room. Let's find out how Tina did.
Tina got two.
There you go, Tina.
Good job. How was it? Was it better or worse than you thought? Like, were you as nervous as you thought you'd be?
Yeah, I was nervous, but yeah. It's okay. Sometimes I do five, sometimes I do one.
Okay. Absolutely. That's the name of the game.
Me too.
So now you know what happens now, Tina. We ask the same five questions to Jen. We're going to begin with question number one and begin with Netflix announcing a new reality competition series called Simon Says, inspired by the classic Playground game. The series is set to premiere next year. What happens if a player follows a command that does not begin with Simon Says?
They're out. They're done. Out of the game.
Absolutely. Question number two. Ryan Lochte is engaged to his girlfriend Molly after 14 months together. Stevie?
He's still married.
The Olympic swimmer reportedly
proposed.
Well, he just got engaged to Molly, but he's still married to someone else. Legally. They're separate.
How does that work?
Well, minor technicality.
That's fine.
What I'm confused about is it says he got engaged to his girlfriend after 14 months together, and then it said that they filed for divorce a year ago, which is 12 months.
Little math.
It's a lot. I'm a little confused by the...
Kind of tells the story in itself.
It's just love math. 14 months together. Mm-hmm. The Olympic swimmer reportedly proposed at a Florida restaurant that it also hosted their first date when he was married. Ryan Lochte... We don't know that.
Not even separated yet.
Yeah. Is best known for which stroke? It's either freestyle, backstroke, or butterfly.
Oh, it's butterfly.
It is not. It is a backstroke.
That's what I said, too.
Yeah.
Did you? I mean, it felt right.
Question number three. Let's move on from that question.
It felt right.
It just felt right.
For both of you, it did sound correct.
Yeah.
I like the answers.
Tina, when you answer, you just got to come strong, even if you're making it up.
Question number three. Yeah. The stars of Legally Blonde reunited in New York to celebrate the film's 25th anniversary. During a panel discussion, Jennifer Coolidge revealed that she thought she was auditioning for Elle Woods, which was great. Which actress actually played the role of Elle Woods?
Reese Witherspoon.
It was Reese Witherspoon.
That would have been a different movie if it was her.
Yeah.
Yes. Totally
very.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, she's fantastic, though. Question number four. Olivia Rodrigo scored her third Billboard 200 number one album as You Seem Pretty Sad for a Girl So in Love debuted in that top spot. Now, her album replaces Iceman at number one. Which Canadian rapper is behind the album Iceman?
Drake.
It is, Drake. As we move to question number five, Ariana Grande kicked off her Eternal Sunshine tour in California with some familiar faces in the crowd. Former Victoria's co-stars Elizabeth Gillies. My gosh, why cannot remember it? And Matt Bennett, thank you, were spotted in the VIP section. What is the name of the performing arts high school in the show Victorious?
Oh,
Juilliard, the high school in Manhattan.
They're in California.
So. Oh.
Hollywood Arts High School.
Oh, duh.
Right Gillies, in Hollywood. Gillies.
Right in yeah. Hollywood.
Final totals there, Stevie.
Tina 2, Jen 3.
Oh.
That's a good battle, Tina.
Close. It is.
It was close.
You have to try again.
Yeah, yeah, you'll call back, do it again. Maybe before the end of the month, yeah. Apex Skin bringing you all that great stuff, yes. So that would be amazing. Tina, thank you for listening. We're glad you got through and got to play the game, but you know what you need to say.
I'm Tina, and I didn't Trump Chewy.